For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. It's all about balance. So if Trump does terrible thing A, B, C, and D, and E, but is successful in this, it's kind of like when you're doing fractions, the cross cancellation, you know, when you're reducing to the least common denominator, it would cancel that shit out. And then if he has a couple more good things that happen, all right, let's say war ends and you're like, harumph. And then you get like a big $5,000 check from Doge Savings. You're going to be well on your way to becoming like a supporter of Trump. You're going to be ready to suck him off, in my opinion. Maybe not go out on a limb and suggest it. Just quietly say it to yourself. Patrick says the media only reports negative news on Trump. It's odd. Well, not here. I mean, you guys know that I am probably the least unbalanced news you would find. I am legitimately fair and balanced. You know exactly what you get when I am. All I'm doing is taking the stories that are already being reported on and then breaking them down in both an insightful, honest, an insightful, honest, and hilarious way. All true. Chris says Democrats do not applaud cancer kid. They'll want more war. Chris says, also, each 5K check will come with a red MAGA hat. All right, I'll make a deal with you. If he ends this war and everybody's happy and we get $5,000 check with MAGA hat, I will wear MAGA hat. Or I will buy MAGA hat and put MAGA hat on for one full show. Scoreboard. I don't give a shit. It's going to cancel shit out. I would think that if you take $5,000 check with MAGA hat and war ending, and then that goes up against, in bracketology, March Madness style, against Trump rape, I think a rape gets wiped out. Don't you? Megan says you would need to take down my sign first. Well, we'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. How does that sound? Of course, it's worth repeating that I'm joking, Megan. Again, this show is satire. Try not to lose sight of that. Anyway. All right. So that's quite an impressive thing. I did not expect to see that yesterday when that came across my feed. Putin said, you know what? He might be onto something. And my first thought was, well, there's no way that Zelensky's going to want this. But he's like, yeah, it's okay. It's cool. We'll take it. All right. Let's see. I do want to mention that this show, of course, on Facebook and YouTube, I appreciate you so much for being part of it, but I am going to kick you out. If you want the rest of the show, it's available on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You are the best. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Thank you for watching this. Sign up for my Patreon. My God, you have to. For yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and the Who Are These Freebeers show, where we introduced the concept of the Steve Echo effect. There was a lot more where that came from. We parked on a lot of things. That's all on yesterday's Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. If you want to say hello, by all means, reach out to me on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox if you want to reach out to me and send me a hello. Before I let you go, though, this is a picture of our hero, Freebeer. He was caught on TV yesterday as part of the Big Ten championship coverage. We actually see right there Freebeer covering the game via the radio. That's an extra $200 in his pocket for that right there. As you know, $200 a game. So that is outstanding for him. His little moonlighting gig there, doing kind of like these little web radio shows or whatever they are of the big sports action. Jeremy writes to me. He sent me the image. I did not expect to see this. But he wrote, "Wow, that collar is doing a lot of work there." I think he had lost a little weight, but I think he gained it back. And believe me, I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have a neck so fat that, you know, the collar really is uncomfortable. Chris says, "No tank top to show off the sweet ink." Starman 314 says he looks thick. Yeah, he does look thick. It's kind of like that unshaved look, maybe a little Michael Douglas in the film Falling Down. A little shiny. The hairline obviously is a real distraction. The hair itself is quite unique. I don't know. I thought that I was a person who is aging the most poorly. I've talked about this on the show, about my biomarkers, the bags under my eyes, the dark circles under the eyes, the wrinkles, the crow's feet, the debilitatingly fat neck of mine. But I think Freebeer might be aging quicker than me. Before I let you go, Facebook and YouTube, Chris writes this on the send it along on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Easy. By the way, he is a wonderful person. He reviews Freebeer and Hot Wings regularly and sends me various timestamps for Who Are These Freebeers. He does a great job. And this is one of those audience members who kind of came out of the woodwork after years of listening to them and finally like turned his back on the show because he realized it was too much of a fucking waste of time, and then went full bore on following me. And I'm very appreciative of that. You wouldn't know it though with their ratings. Their ratings, I talked about this on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast yesterday. I just saw their latest ratings. They did outstanding in Grand Rapids. And for the love of God, we don't know how. But they did. EZ, congrats on the new teaching job in the fall. In case you don't know, I'll be teaching a class at one of the local colleges. Especially doing a night class. Anything Thursday or after, the kids would not be very attentive. Kids. That story you told the other day about your boss screwing at work was great. I had forgotten all about it because I hadn't heard it in such a long time. That would be the perfect story to tell the class to get their attention. disagree. Hopefully, free beer isn't getting any college teaching jobs this fall. The state of Michigan doesn't need any more college sexual harassment headlines. Wow. That's a joke, of course. Allegedly. He would have a field day in a room with nothing but Maitland-age girls. Yikes. Now, he's basing that on all of Freebeer's inappropriate HR violation jokes, he says, towards Maitland. Like on last week's Who Are These Freebeers? He said, Maitland, have you ever 69'd? What a joke, eh? Take care, EZ. I'm looking forward to listening to your show with Ben and Who Are These Freebeers? Signed, Chris M. Appreciate it. You're the best. Patrick says the class needs plenty of NFK stories to illustrate what's entertaining and Who Are These Freebeers to show what... and the Freebeer and Hot Wing Show to show what's not. Okay. Kicking the folks out that are watching on YouTube and Freebeer. I'm sorry, Facebook. Freebeer. Oh, my God. Get it out of your head, easy. Jesus. Okay. Boy, we have already rattled off more than one full hour of broadcast. Are you kidding me? I like today's, though. Fridays are always extra special to me. They just hit differently. I think it's because I know I can sleep in tomorrow. And God knows I need it. This week, there have been some ridiculous moments. I've shared all of them but one with you. There's actually an incident that happened that I probably shouldn't even be saying this. But something happened this week during sleep time that had lights on and chaos erupting. But I actually can't tell it to you. This is one of those things where you take the moment in question, and then as time passes, then perhaps this could be thrown in at some point. But for the sake of, I mean, I always have a goal in mind. I want to live. I don't ever wake up every day and say, I think I'm going to die today, or I think I'm going to make it so that I'm murdered. This is that level of story. I would say if the Gary at the Men's Warehouse story is a 10, 10 out of 10, most ridiculous thing that's ever happened, I'd give this a 7.5, maybe even an 8. The silence that's happening right now as I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I can say. But I think that that would open up a Pandora's box. And I think that it would also blue ball you even more than I'm blue balling you right now. But I like to do this from time to time and kind of illustrate that you don't know everything. Something of unbelievable magnitude disturbed slumber in the Eric Zane Show podcast household. Checking the comments to see if there's anybody weighing in on this little blue balling. Donut Dan says you were raided by ICE. Stevie said this is what you said about the Gary story. Yes, I know that. Yoda World says you don't have to share it if you don't want to. Oh, I want to. I want to. But I think it's important to kick that can down the road. I think that that story will be told, but it's not today. Rebecca, and if you want to ask questions, if you do happen to hit the nail on the head, I'm not going to indicate, but I will read your speculation or your questions as to what I'm referring to. Here's what you know right now. I talked about how several times this week I was woken up in the middle of the night. I absolutely was woken up in the middle of this particular night. And there was something that was happening that was making a lot of trouble. And I am not going to talk about it. Stevie writes, he doesn't want to lose all his Pooh Bear points. I will not confirm or deny. Chris says, shoot, early start gets me again. I don't know why I always forget that. Jeremy says, was it a nocturnal emission? Megan says, need to build up Pooh Bear points first. David writes, yogurt cannon. Let's see. Matt writes, Pooh Bear pooped the bed. Maureen writes, is it dog related? Yes. Nick says, someone gambled half asleep. Patrick says, oh no, my imagination is going wild. Rebecca says, can you talk on the Patreon? Scotty says, Pooh Bear pregnant? No, come on. She doesn't even have like a good portion of what makes her female. They were extracted at some point. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, but last night I was sound asleep, and I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but I remember it was very involved. And in the dream, my throat was hurting me, okay? And then I was being pushed in the dream, but it was being delivered to the dream world from Pooh Bear. She was next to me. And in the actual real world, she was pushing me. And so I was feeling it in the dream, and my throat was acting up, and I was sleeping on my back, which I never do. And then I hear, you're snoring. And I heard it. It was in that brief period where you can hear what's happening, but you're still in the dream, and you're hearing what Pooh Bear is saying. And I was going, like one of those. It was like really bad. And so I realized why my throat was hurting in the dream is because I was doing that while I was sound asleep. Jesus, fuck, that's fucking horrible. Damn it. That's bad. Yoda World says choking on air. Yeah, like Bon Scott style or Jimi Hendrix. If I had been drunk, I'd have puked straight in the air like fucking Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend and died. All right. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. The plan today is to get the old haircut at King's Room. You can do that too. They have three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. King's Room Barbershop, they're online at kingsroom.net if you want exact locations, hours, and schedules, because these folks work at some of the different shops. They like rotate. So find out where your stylist is. Haircuts are $19 plus tip. Please mention me when you go there. You can find them online at kingsroom.net. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Longtime supporter of this podcast, the multi-talented Megan, her fantastic family, doing great things. The website is ervines.com. Excuse me, that's ervines.com. Call ahead and tell them what's up. 616-532-6600. I think I have a truck issue. I'll get to that in a bit. I think I need to bring the truck in. It's possible. More on that in a second. 616-532-6600 for any type of service or work done or preventative maintenance. They have free loaner cars that you can use while your vehicle is getting repaired. And go to their website where they display their amazing Google reviews prominently. I'll say this. When dealerships that are repairing cars of their customers get in the weeds and they can't, like, do it right, they go to Irvine's and say, can you fix this for us? Sure. So they, like, get contract work that way. That's how good they are. 616-532-6600. It seems like every year there's another award that they get from people who know a thing or two in their industry. They are fantastic. Thank you as well to Frank Fuss from mypolicyshop.com. Frank works at making sure that you have the right health care through healthcare.gov. Frank will help you every step of the way if you are trying to get a policy from that source, which is usually a person who's in between jobs, or perhaps they are self-employed, or the boss does not offer health care. Buyinsurancehere.com is the website you go to. Buyinsurancehere.com. Go there. Frank will help you every step of the way in getting you into a fantastic policy through the marketplace. He's also the expert on Medicare, Social Security planning, and life insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. I get in the truck the other day, and I've seen this happen a few times, but this was a little bit more trouble. And I talked to Nick in the arena about this. He says it might just need an oil change. Something might be plugged. You never know. But I start the vehicle, and the oil pressure gauge is at zero. It's not supposed to be at zero. You know, you got this, the oil pump kicks on, starts circulating the oil. The pressure builds up, and the gauge goes pop right up. Well, it's not. And then I'm backing up, and then it kicks in. And so I'm like, oh, that's weird. Now, it's done that before, but I'm like, I don't know if it's a problem with the gauge. I don't know if it's, I mean, what's happening there? And I don't drive the vehicle all that much, and it's old. It's 22 years old.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So then I'm driving it down the road, out of the driveway, 10th of a mile, and the oil pressure drops again to zero. And then I start hearing a warning, ding, ding, ding. And it's like this old tech, the old message on the screen. It says oil pressure low. So now I've got all these alarms going off. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then the little light lights up. That's the light. It says, fuck you, you're dead. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Holy shit. And then, boom, it goes right back up. I drive another 150 yards. Same thing. Ding, ding. I'm like, oh, my God, holy shit, this is terrible. And then it went back up again. And then it didn't happen anymore. But I had my eye on it the whole time, freaking out that I was going to blow up my motor like the fucking Blues Brothers or something. All right, I need to go to the boys' room. I'll be right back. Thank you so much. And hang tight. I will be right back with more fun and enjoyment. Please don't. Hello, I'm back. I'm queer. I'm here. Hello. All right. I'm just reading the comments. Is it dog night for the game? No, I don't think so. I think we already did that. All right. Anyway, this story about there was some lady in Waterbury, Connecticut, who a mom at a certain point after her child was born, she locked him in the house. And he's been there for 20 years as a hostage. being described as the worst treatment of humanity that I ever witnessed by authorities. And the case has been uncovered, and the kid has been rescued. So this is the mom who did it, that they're saying did it. And yeah, I don't know what's going on. All sorts of crazy in that image. What would cause somebody to do something like this? There is a news report. This is from the local station in Connecticut talking about it as the story was unfolding yesterday.
We are learning more about a horrific story out of Waterbury. It's captivating the entire nation. Police say a woman imprisoned her stepson and then left him on the brink of starvation for more than two decades.
It's opened up a flood of questions, and this morning we're getting you answers. Your reporter, Roger Susannon, is live from Waterbury Police Headquarters. So, Roger, many questions about how this victim slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, a lot of questions, and we have learned that DCF, along with Waterbury Police, looked into the situation as far back as 2005, but somehow this victim continued to suffer, we now know, for more than two decades, according to police. Now, investigators say that this woman, Kimberly Sullivan, forced her own stepson to spend at least 22 hours a day inside a tiny 9-foot by 8-foot room for more than 20 years, often only letting him apparently drink toilet water. Now, last month, the now 32-year-old victim...
This is no big deal. This is a regular thing around here. You know, you go to the areas north of the hard living line. I mean, most Zaniac, former Zaniac members, this is how they live.
Finally escaped by setting a fire inside his bedroom and then reporting the abuse to emergency responders. Now, yesterday, we learned that multiple people did contact DCF about this situation.
Yeah, they were just talking about how he set a fire somehow in there to get, authorities to show up, and then maybe he like ran out and said, help me, you know.
Investigated back in 2005, but they weren't able to verify that any crimes were committed at that point. DCF also tells us they don't have any reports about the family because they throw paperwork away after 5 years if complaints aren't substantiated. But yesterday, Children's Committee member and Connecticut Senator Jason Perillo said the state needs to launch an investigation.
Understand what the schools did, what they knew, what they shared. You know, if there are folks at DCF who are involved in this, who still work there, those folks have to be talked to. Quite honestly, if there are folks involved who don't work there, DCF has an obligation to pursue them and figure out what was done or what could have been done differently.
Right now, Sullivan is out on bail. She continues to die.
I'm pretty sure she just withdrew the kids from school and just kept them at home. I mean, I think when she withdrew the kid from a school, they just assumed she went to another school.
Any wrongdoing through her attorney, but she has also declined to speak with police and explain how in the world her stepson was just 68 pounds when he finally was able to escape. Another key question that we've been able to answer now is the fact that, according to police, no other family members are expected to face criminal charges. We also now know that the victim's father died last year. Reporting live in Waterbury, I'm your reporter, Roger Susannon, Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
Yeah, they need to, this is the type of thing where if you're doing the news reporting, you want to find out who the other relatives are and get their, like, point of view as to what is going on here, how it all came to be. And maybe, like, ask the direct question, how come no one checked on the kid? How come nobody asked any questions? How come nobody... Maybe she's, like, hated? I don't know. Let's see. There is more on this. This is from the cops who were involved in the in this investigation.
Treatment of humanity that I've ever witnessed. On February 17th, around 8:40 p.m., Waterbury Police responded to 2 Blake Street on a report of a fire. Officers and fire investigators immediately realized there were some grave concerns about some of the conditions in the house. There were two occupants of the house, one being Kimberly Sullivan, the stepmother of the male victim. Officers and fire investigators quickly realized that there was a room in the house that appeared to have locks on it from the exterior portion of the house. They began to speak to the male victim, who disclosed that he was being held captive in the house for an extended period of time, approximately 20 years. Here's an adult that was 5'9" and 68 pounds. Cool. Frankly, what was being reported was unfathomable.
Yeah, that's very much former Zaniac-like, you know, when you have the body powered by meth.
At that point in time, this investigation, as the mayor points out, continues. It's very open and very active. We were able to obtain arrest warrants for Kimberly Sullivan. She was arrested yesterday. She was arraigned in Waterbury Superior Court. She's currently being held on a $300,000
Let's see here. Any more about this?
When winter season hits.
Sorry. No, I'm getting ads. Fuck me.
Emergency supports your immune system with some.
So I'm not. I think at some point they say his age. Like, I'm not sure what age he was when the abuse started. So the guy, let's see. He was. The man, now known as Male Victim 1, remembered in his early years being hungry and sneaking out of his room at night for something to eat and drink, according to an affidavit included with the warrant. By fourth grade, he explained, he was asking other people for food, stealing it, picking it out of the garbage. And after his food wrappings were found at home, he started getting locked in his room. Eventually, stepmom permanently pulled him out of school and only let him leave his room for chores. This was the routine nearly every day. He was never allowed friends, he told police, was never allowed to have fun, only on Halloween. The last time he went trick-or-treating, he was 12, dressed up as a firefighter. His two half-sisters had friends, he said, but they weren't allowed to come to the house. I have been kept a secret my entire life, he told cops. My God. The boy's school notified the State Department of Children and Families, according to the document. And while he was in fourth grade, state social workers twice visited the home for wellness checks, he told police. Sullivan had told him to claim he was okay. Boy was unenrolled from Waterbury schools in 2004. So I'm guessing if he was unenrolled in 04 and here we are 2025, is he like 30? I wonder, does it say the actual age of the guy here? When they visited, the house was clean. It was lived in. Officers at the time talked with the boy and found nothing that made them suspect anything other than a normal childhood was unfolding inside the home. When they visited again, the family asked to file a harassment complaint against members of the school district who had continued to report them. I saw something on there that how this kid did it, like how he lived. When the boy was around 14 or 15, he went with his father to dispose of yard waste, the affidavit reads. It was the last time he left the property, though he would be let out of his small room each day for between 15 minutes and a couple of hours. Back inside it, he used an elaborate mechanism that he made himself to go to the bathroom, according to the chief. He would pee in a bottle. He would then somehow get the urine. He had a series of straws that he connected together and fed out of the wood frame of the home. You know, kind of like what would drip out of like a window air conditioner. And then he would pour the pee into the straws somehow, and then the pee would go out of the room. So that's what he did. They also talked about how he would take a dump, because a lot of people, he and uh, He would literally take a dump on like newspaper and then wrap it up and take it downstairs and throw it away. Ugh. He didn't dare open the window itself because he worried about retaliation. Other family members feared backlash, describing a level of fear on retaliation of what would happen if information was released or help was provided to the victim by family members. Huh? You're worried about some chick? The boy's only access to the outside world was a radio outside his bedroom, which meant he got a lot of commercials. Ah, this radio sucks these days. My God, this is so fucked up. There's a little bit more to it, but yeah, I'm sure we'll learn more. Yeah, I got to see what this kid looks like. I mean, how do you pick up the pieces from that? This woman should just be shot dead. My God, what a catastrophe. Nick, with this, says, all that ingenuity, yet didn't figure out you can beat through a drywall in 30 seconds. I think by 14, I could have easily taken my mom in a fight. Absolutely. What's going on there? I would have kicked my mom's ass if she did that to me. That's a little, maybe this is one of those things where you start to love your captor, though. Remember that? What did we say that that's called? The Denmark syndrome or something like that? The Sweden? What is that called again? Sweden? It's a fucking country or a city or some shit. God damn it. What is it? Yeah, it's Denmark syndrome. Right? Sweden? It's Sweden. Oh my God, it's Stockholm syndrome. Fucking shit. Denmark syndrome. Where the fuck is Stockholm anyway? Well, that's in Sweden. See, I knew it. I knew it. I got it right. I got credit for that. Fuck you. Yes, Stockholm syndrome. I don't know. Slav Down Under is here, our guru, all things Tasmania and Yugoslavia. A Yugoslavian woman who traveled to Tasmania and now lives there on this podcast. I think that maybe we have a couple of nations represented here. Three, actually. The U.S. for sure. Canada and Tasmania / Yugoslavia. So that's exciting. I always like it when I see people from faraway lands enjoying the show. It's in the middle of the night on Saturday right now. Slav probably got in from a long night of drinking with Mr. Slav and just saw the... excuse me, I just burped. Saw the... Twitch stream and got on here. Appreciate you so much. Nick says only two nations soon. The idea that the U.S. is going to take over Canada. Let's update the Dow. All right. It is still doing well. It's up 422. But it's up and down, though. It's weird. All right. Thank you, as always, to the amazing sponsors that make this show possible. Tag Accounting. Get your taxes done by Tag Accounting. You have 1 month till the tax deadline here in the U.S. You can take advantage of Tag's services. That would be Troy Ginzer, Tag Accounting, from anywhere in the U.S. Reach out. 616-301-9516 or go to tagcpa.net. Yeah, it's so simple if you're in a faraway place, another state, to get your taxes done. First, you have to start with that phone call and introduce yourself. Say where you heard about them from me, of course, tagcpa.net. And then when you're talking to them, say, yeah, I want Troy to do my taxes. I live in Missouri. All right, you got to upload all your documents to the online portal. That's pretty easy to do, too. Excuse me. TagCPA.net. The paintball guru for the podcast is, of course, TC Paintball. Online at TCPaintballGR.com. Get ready for a paintball adventure. I imagine they're going to be very busy there today with it being over 70 degrees. Bouquet paintball extravaganza for you, your pals, bachelor party, workplace, team building, you name it, over at TC Paintball. They have a fully stocked pro shop. Outstanding. Slav says, did you know the cleanest air in the world is in Tasmania? Just saying. Well, that's good. That's exciting. I'm glad you have that. Send some of it our way, please. The realtor for the show is Adam Kasari. Adam Kasari Realty. You've been seeing his logo on the screen make an appearance from time to time. It is blue. You see his name there. You see the phone number, 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061 for Adam Kasari Realty. Reach out to Adam today. You can also find him on Facebook. Adam Kasari Realty on Facebook. Find him there and ask away. Say, hey, I'm thinking about getting a home. Can you help me? He is a realtor of choice. He's also a driver at Berlin. You'll see his car this year with my logo on the roof of the car. That's a fantastic thing. Love that. Great partnership between myself and Adam Kasari. It's what he does all week. He sells homes, and then on the weekend, he races his limited late model. I think it's a limited late model. Anyway. Thank you so much, Adam. I'll be seeing you at Berlin Raceway this year, as they are back on board with the podcast as well. And let's see, do I have anything else here to cover? Yes, there is basketball tomorrow with the Grand Rapids Gold for Space Jam night. Get there, lots of freebies to give away for the kids. Get your tickets. Tickets are dirt cheap. You can get them for like 10 bucks. GrandRapidsGold.com. Get a bunch of tickets. Come see the basketball Saturday night, Van Andel Arena. It's a good time. Always love hanging out with the Grand Rapids Gold. To get tickets, go to NBAGrandRapids.com. All of the information is there. That's NBAGrandRapids.com. We have covered a tremendous amount of ground today. We need to come up with the asshole of the day, though. I think I know who it's going to be. It's got to be that lady in Waterbury, Connecticut, Kim Sullivan. Your asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball, online at TCPaintballGR.com. Lady who, my God, I think it a little bit has to be the kid or the guy who was held captive for not busting out of there. He does take some responsibility. The asshole of the day is the abusive mom. But the kid is also kind of an asshole for not escaping. What an idiot. Jesus Christ. It's a perfect combination of stupidity and, I don't know, maybe he just doesn't have a really go-get-him attitude. It's pretty bad. All right. That's my time. Folks, thank you so much. I'll join you on the Patreon a little bit later on. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Until next time, have a good one, folks. Thank you and bye.
We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.